Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Frustration Furnace. You know that feeling when you're cruising along, life's pretty chill, and then bam, something sets you off. Like a sudden traffic jam, an annoying email, or maybe even your favorite cereal being out of stock. We've all been there, right? Today we're diving into the world of emotional triggers, those little landmines that can blow up our day if we let them. We're talking about understanding what sets you off, why it happens, and most importantly, how to navigate these moments with grace instead of letting them take control. Think of this as your emotional self-defense training, learning to dodge those punches life throws at you. Because let's face it, anger isn't always a bad thing. It's a powerful emotion that can be channeled into positive action. But when it becomes a constant reaction, it starts to feel more like a furnace overheating than a controlled flame. So how do we manage these triggers? I've got 5 key takeaways for you today that are going to help you turn those explosions of frustration into opportunities for growth and understanding. First up, awareness is your superpower. The more aware you are of your triggers, the specific situations, people, or even thoughts that set you off, the better equipped you are to manage them. It's like having a cheat sheet for your own emotional responses. Pay attention to those physical cues too. Tense muscles, racing heart, clenched fists. They're all signs that your trigger is being pulled. Number 2. Challenge those thoughts. Our brains are wired to jump to conclusions, especially when we feel threatened or angry. But often those conclusions are just assumptions, not facts. Take a step back, breathe deep, and ask yourself if there's another way to look at the situation. Is this really as bad as it seems? Are you letting your emotions cloud your judgment? Remember, perspective is everything. Thirdly, don't underestimate the power of self-care. When we're depleted, mentally, emotionally, physically, we're more susceptible to getting triggered. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Think of it like this. A well-maintained car runs smoother and is less likely to break down. Number 4. Communication is key. Bottling up your feelings only leads to bigger explosions down the road. When you feel triggered, try to communicate your needs assertively, calmly and directly expressing how the situation makes you feel without attacking others. It's about finding healthy ways to express your emotions and resolve conflicts constructively. And finally, remember that progress isn't linear. There will be days when you feel like you're back at square one. That's okay. We all have setbacks. What matters is that you keep practicing these strategies, learning from your experiences, and celebrating even the smallest victories. Alright, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're in line at the grocery store, behind someone who takes forever to pay, their toddler is having a meltdown, and the cashier seems completely unfazed by the chaos. Now, I know what you're thinking. Leo, that sounds like my worst nightmare. Ever feel like your patience wearing thin? That's a classic trigger scenario right there. But here's how to handle it. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that this situation is temporary, and focus on something positive in the moment. Maybe a catchy song playing or a friendly face passing by. You can even try practicing some mindfulness techniques, like focusing on your breath or observing your surroundings without judgment. And remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all experience emotional triggers, it's part of being human. But by understanding them and learning to manage them, we can create a more peaceful and fulfilling life for ourselves. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional landmines with grace. Take these insights with you, apply them in your daily life, and watch as you transform frustration into fuel for growth. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these tips. And if you've got your own stories about managing triggers, drop a comment below. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep turning that frustration into action. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.